And we're back for the final moments of this first hour. This first hour on a Saturday morning, June 4th, of Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel. I'm here at the studio at WAUK. I'm joined by Connor, my producer. And we're talking this morning about guns. Critically important issue, tragic issue in America as we continue virtually every day, certainly every week, undeniably every single month to sample the horror, regrettably, that continues to be visited upon Americans of all ages, of all races, backgrounds, nationalities, all immutable characteristics, no one immune to the horrors of gun violence in America. We're going to chat in our second hour about some possible remedies to this. But right before the break, we were talking about what the law is today, and specifically talking about what the Second Amendment does and does not say based upon this case called Heller. District of Columbia versus Dick Heller, 2008, from the pen of Justice Antonin Scalia. And I was chatting with you right before the break about how the Second Amendment, according to Heller, does prescribe an individual's right to possess a gun in your home for self-defense purposes, but that it also establishes, as Justice Scalia told us, opportunities, and I would offer prerogatives and rights of our government to make limitations on that. That is also a part of the law today under the Second Amendment. And it is important to understand then that the decision in Heller is both a declaration of the rights of individual gun ownership, which is sometimes equated completely with the Second Amendment, erroneously, and an equally clear affirmation that governing options are out there to limit and, yes, to restrict them in the interests of public safety and security. Justice Scalia saying in Heller, the Constitution leaves the government a variety of tools for combating that problem of firearms-related violence, including measures regulating handguns. That's the Second Amendment today in 2022. The upshot of what James Madison wrote in 1791, the Second Amendment, and Antonin Scalia's lessons some 217 years later, is the Second Amendment undeniably confers some rights, some authorities, legal entitlements, lawful prerogatives on all Americans to keep and bear arms. Yes, that is what the law is. And at the same time, I would offer to you that it also prescribes the right to be free from life and liberty compromising violence of the sort that we have seen in America all too frequently in recent times. And that can be accomplished through some rational, public-minded restrictions and regulations that are balanced and reasonable on the manufacture, the sale, the transfer, possession and location, and yes, use of firearms in America. Even the dissents in Heller underscore that basic duality, if you will, of the Second Amendment, even to this day on June 4th of 2022. So on this, as we approach the 14th anniversary, Heller was issued on June 26th, almost just under 14 years ago this month. It is good and right in understanding all this to know what the Second Amendment says, what it says in its entirety, not just a right to gun ownership in the home, but also a right, and as I've said, from my perspective, an obligation as they take the oath of office of our elected officials, our appointed officials, to protect us and to use those skills, those opportunities, those provisions of the law to keep us safe and secure. Reasonable regulation, limitations on guns, also a very much a part of what the law is today. That remains the law to this day as we go into the 10 o'clock hour and the first final moments of our inaugural program this morning. Let's talk about what happens after that. Well, again, that has been the law. Heller has been the law for the last 14 years until a couple of years ago. And this is the tease into the second hour, if you will. A couple of years ago, in the New York State, there was a follow-up case. We're going to call it Bruen, B-R-U-E-N, to distinguish it from Heller. This case is now pending before the United States Supreme Court, and it will be the first time in 14 years that the United States Supreme Court has revisited this issue of what the Second Amendment actually means, what it does not mean. And where does it come from? Well, the full name of the case is New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruen. And it comes about as I said once again, as a result of New York law that basically imposes some limitations on the right beyond the home. Beyond the home. And we're going to talk in the second hour about what Bruin portends, what the Supreme Court is addressing right now, and what that means for America going forward beyond June and beyond July, the summer of 2022, in our second hour, when we'll be inviting your questions and comments, 844-967-2789. This is WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM. Jim Santel, Morning Cannolis. Join us, stay with us, and join us again right after the top of the hour break.